Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Nembhard, Bruce Brown, Grayson Allen, Brandon Pajemski, and the Barnacle of the Bay, Harrison Barnes, are all on the outside looking in on what looks like an incredibly difficult slate with very little value to speak of, which means we're going to be stuck in the mid-tier. It's Wednesday, March 20th. We're talking FanDuel. We're going to do it after this. Like, subscribe, notification bell. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. Sign up at Stochastic. Join us. Come into the DFS universe that is Stochastic. Get projections, ownership, sims, Discord, lineup generator, and more weekly packages and monthly packages. If you want to sign up, and you should, there are links in the description of this video. First up at number five, we have Anfernee Simons. Point guard, shooting guard eligible, 7,900, projected for 36. The goal is 44. He's in the winning lineup 17% of the time. 37 minutes for Simons. Difficult matchup against the Clippers, but if anybody's going to score for Portland, it's going to be him. 23 points on 28% usage, 6 assists, 4 boards, maybe a steal. Getting to put him in point guard and shooting guard is actually incredibly helpful, and it's probably why he shows up fifth. Isaac Okoro in at number 4, shooting guard, small forward eligible, 5,100, projected for 23. The goal is 32. He's in the winning lineup 17% of the time. I went 33 minutes. Now, he's around a 0.7 fantasy point per minute guy, and a matchup against Miami is not fun. But there's still no Donovan Mitchell. There's still no Evan Mobley. There's still no Dean Wade, which means Isaac Okoro is going to play a lot. 11.5 points, close to 4 boards, close to 2 assists, and a stock and a half. Shooting guard and small forward eligibility. This is just where we stand right now with very little value. MPEs and 5K price tags are the most important thing you can find. Desmond Bane in at number 3. Shooting guard, small forward, eligible, 8K, projected 39, goal 45, winning lineup 17% of the time, 34 minutes, 1.15 fantasy points per minute. A really nice spot actually against Golden State, although they are 10-point underdogs. 24 real points on 30% usage, 5 assists, 4 boards, a stock and a half. It's great to see him back, and he's well worth paying up. Even at, he's just 8K. That price will likely get bigger over the next week. I think you should take the value while you can now, especially with the fact that you can put him in at shooting guard and small forward. Domantas Sabonis in at number 2, power forward center eligible, even though this man does not play power forward in any way whatsoever. $10,900, projected for 56. The goal is 57. He's in the winning lineup 19% of the time. Great flexibility, great matchup. The dude's been smashing lately. 1.5 fantasy points per minute, 23 points, 16 rebounds, 7 assists, and a stock and a half. Absolutely filling up the stat sheet. He's worth paying up for, but the fact that you can put him in at power forward makes him significantly better. And now we get to my preferred mid-tier option, Aaron Nesmith, small forward, power forward, 5,500, projected for 27. The goal's 34, winning lineup 27% of the time. It's just great flexibility. They're taking on the Detroit Pistons. The game's already going to be fast. The Pistons defense is very, very, very bad. 0.8 fantasy points per minute for Nesmith. Shooting 43-44% from 3 on the season. Probably going to get a couple open looks against this Pistons team. 32 minutes, 15 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, and almost 2 stocks. I love the spot. I love the position. I love the price. Will he be number 1 by the time we get to lock? No. We will create some value, and he will fall. But like every other day, I like getting to Aaron Nesmith. Even if it hasn't been working out, the minutes are there and the price is there as well. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Wednesday, March 20th. DraftKings version's around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.